Get ready for your exam 5. Exercise 2.
Welcome to Science Now. We talk today with Dr. Elaine Glover, one of a new generation of scientists with a fascination for Antarctica. Remote, isolated and frozen all year, Antarctica is one of the most pristine places on the planet. It is therefore one of the world's most important places to do scientific research. Only in the last 70 years have people started to really explore this vast, unspoiled continent. So, Dr. Glover, what drew you to science in general?
Well, as a girl, I was always outside studying insects and observing our garden pond. When we went to the seaside, I collected seaweed, sea creatures, and all sorts, really. I was fascinated by nature, especially water, but not so interested in socialising. Rather than on kids around me, I focused on science at school, eventually specialising in marine biology at university.
And what drew you to Antarctica?
I realised how little we know about the Antarctic seas, but how vitally important they are to the survival of the rest of our planet. Britain has a big research station there, where I've been for 4 years now. We're trying to understand the dynamics of Antarctic ice and how climate change might affect the ice cap and sea levels. It's a truly fascinating and beautiful place.
What's life like on an Antarctic station?
It's actually quite relaxing. There's plenty of time for research and few distractions. But you have to learn to ski and travel by dog sled. You also have to get on with other people, because there are a lot of us in a rather confined area. And you have to be sure that you will manage living there, as it's not easy to come back again if you change your mind.
And what does the future hold?
We'll be working closely with geologists and meteorologists to get a more complete picture of the region. Locked up in Antarctica's 4-kilometre-thick ice sheet is a record of our climate for the last 500,000 years. We share data and are mapping changes in the area. And when I come back, I want to write a book for children about the hidden world of Antarctica.
Sounds fascinating. Many thanks, Dr. Glover.